0500 288 291. The music there, well, Wilshire, first of all, husband and wife team, an album called New Universe, which is just out in America on Columbia Records. New Universe, Wilshire, and the track was called Special. And there, Beth Hart, Delicious Surprise, from her album Screaming for My Supper. There is a new Beth Hart album out now in America, which we hope to get hold of over the next couple of weeks or so. This is new too, and this is excellent stuff, due for release in February next year, from Nick Harper.
I've been talking to my imaginary friend more than anything. She is positivity, someone who's always helpful. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream that you are here with me. And when I need my imaginary friend more than anything, she reaches to me and teaches me to be someone I like. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream. All I do is dream.
Nick Harper before that. Nick has got a new album on its way, due for release in February, called Blood Songs. From that I played you the track called Imaginary Friend. Three reasons for playing it, actually. The first one, just to let you know that this new Nick Harper album is on its way. Secondly, to let you know that he and I are doing gig together at the Stables on Monday night. And thirdly, to let you know that his dad, Roy Harper, has sent me the most wonderful book that he's put together. It's called The Passions of Great Fortune, The Songs Explored. And basically, it's an illustrated autobiography, really, a sort of song-based autobiography with photographs and notes. The lyrics to Roy Harper's songs, it really is terrific. And in its way, too, it's a kind of newsreel of the last 35, 40 years, because it begins, you know, 1963, 64, when Roy's recording career began, and then notes all the various events with the major songs and photographs of him with Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd in different situations. It's a fabulous read. It's very, very good to look at with all the pictures, many of which Roy has taken himself through the years. And again, I just wanted to point you in its direction. It's terrific. The Passions of Great Fortune, the songs explored, the book of Roy Harper and his son Nick with the new album Blood Songs.